Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Most of the things improved almost immediately with Liam Cohen's arrival, but the real thing that makes him dangerous right now is that Trevor Lawrence has suddenly joined the rest of the team, and that took longer. That was the one thing I think that everybody thought Liam Cohen would be able to move the needle on pretty much immediately, and it didn't happen. For, you know, the first half, even more than that of the season, the run game was better, the defense was better, but Trevor Lawrence was not. He was basically still the same inconsistent, average, above-average quarterback that he'd been for most of his NFL career. And then sometime after that, switch flipped, and from that moment on, Trevor Lawrence has been playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Sam Monson just before. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Sal Capaccio at 5. Those of you, tuning in today, this hour, hoping for the line coming up in about 10 or 12 minutes. The line has returned to its regular position on Thursdays.
It's a Thursday feature. Yeah.
The last 2 weeks, we didn't have shows on Thursdays because of the holidays. So, wow, I'm so lucky. The line on Friday, but not today.
We found a way to fit it in, even with all the Snapdragons and injured.
On Friday?
Everything. Yeah.
The last 2 weeks?
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
That's the job sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Alan is next. Hello, Alan.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, man. Thanks
Pretty
for calling.
Pretty good, except the vending machine has been broken here for 4 days, and I can't get my vitamin water.
Oh, man. Is that for real? You should have called me. I would come fix it for you. But I hope you get your vitamin water soon.
Thank you.
And I love you guys' show, by the way. And
thank you, Alan.
I especially like when you bring your guests on. I love your guests, and I love your interviews with your guests. They're fantastic.
Nice.
I get a lot of insight listening to people from other cities.
Cool.
That's the idea. Thank you.
And around the league. Yeah, it's wonderful, man. So this Jaguars game, you know, the narrative I've been hearing throughout the week, it seems a little negative toward our Buffalo Bills. The number one is, Josh Allen, you know, he's got no excuse now. All the big guns are out of the race. You know, he better win it or he's never going to win anything in his life. And with that, I say, you know, Josh Allen plays best under pressure. I think we can agree on that. And I don't think that's an issue. But look, there's been a regime change in the AFC, and you know people need to wake up and see that. It is what it is. New people come on board, and that's how that goes. So we have new challenges ahead. As far as the Jacksonville game goes, you know, all I keep hearing about is, you know, hey, there's no reason for the Bills to be a point and a half favorite in this game. Jacksonville's a better team. They're on an 8-game winning streak. They got all the juice. They got all the magic. They got the great receivers, this and that. And, you know, I just remind myself that I was at the game last year, Monday night, when we blew them out. And, yeah, I know we've turned it around. We went from, 3-14 to 14-3. Great coaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, look, this is his coach's first playoff game. And I think that matters a lot. And, you know, I think the Bills are a very good team. And, they have playoff experience, and I think really, even though we probably have never won a road playoff game, perhaps under Sean McDermott, but still, I think the Bills are a fine team. I think the Bills are going to win this game and move on into the playoffs. What do y'all think?
Well, I hope you're right, Alan. I mean, the narrative stuff, we talked a little bit about this with Sam Monson, and we've talked about it on and off really kind of all week, how fair or unfair it is. I mean, the entire thing is dipped in the idea that it's preparing for the fallout if the Bills do lose. Because of, so that is not the same as, I think the Bills are going to lose. Like, I'm not hearing a lot of people tell you, like, I'm thinking of the national guys that get everybody all wound up here. I'm not hearing a lot of the Bills are going to lose. It's like, look out if they do lose. And that's subtly different. It's not exactly the same as saying you're predicting they're going to lose. It's more you think there's going to be consequences if they do because of no Mahomes and no Lamar and no Burrow, etc. And so I don't know. I haven't exactly, and I don't. Mostly, the only exposure I have to that content is people who I like and follow on Twitter commenting on it or quote tweeting it. It's not content that I seek out because I like to do this from a standpoint of not having all of that sort of working on me. I don't want to walk in the door and do a show with Mike about what Colin Cowherd said today. I just said we may end up stumbling
never have,
into it.
Never
right.
will.
It's just not interesting to me professionally to do it that way. But I mean, that's all just out there just because of the Bills having been a contender for this long and having not gotten over the hump. So that's just how the machine works, really. And not that you're asking me how the, you know, how the sausage gets made necessarily, but I wouldn't put a lot of stock in that because that is not the Bills are going to lose. It's what if they do? And those are they're not very different. They're subtly different. And I think it's important to know the distinction.
The caller mentions the regime change, as he put it, in the AFC. And I like that. Because for the last couple of years, we've talked about the teams like the Bills who've won their respective divisions as almost like locks. That Mahomes is 27. He's not going away. Lamar Jackson is 26. He's not going away. Burrow is whatever. And we're like 2 or 3 years past that now, where I think we're at a point with Jackson, at least, with Allen soon, with Mahomes maybe also, especially because of his injury, where I think it's a different conversation now. Mm-hmm. And Burrow's been hurt a lot, too, so I don't know what his shelf life is as a player. But those 2 years have changed a few things. Their careers and what we might think they're good for going into their 30s. And also, now here's New England with Drake May at a younger age. And here's, what is May, 23? Knicks and Denver. I guess you could use Stroud. Lawrence is older, but not that much older. You know, Lawrence is probably younger than Allen by a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
So you have new players in more ways than one who have established sort of a new standard in the conference. And I'm not thinking about next, in terms of the Bills anyway, fantasy, yes, but in terms of the Bills, I'm not thinking about next year yet at all. Other than the fact that we have to deal with people who want to know what the coaching staff is going to be like next year and GM and et cetera. Other than that.
Even before this game gets played.
Right. Other than that, I'm not thinking about it really at all. But, you know, listening to the caller, like, I'm kind of thinking, who's favored in the AFC East in 2026 or the AFC West? Who's favored to win these divisions?
Yeah.
Like, maybe it isn't the Bills. Maybe it isn't the Chiefs. Maybe it is. What's Kansas City's win total likely to be next year? I mean, are they right back to like 11.5? It seems high. Chargers are in the playoffs on 11 wins themselves, let alone Denver. So I think we've moved from, which is this also is a can be a commentary on like how this year is so vital. But we've moved from, all right, there's the Bills and these teams, and then there's everybody else. And now it's more like half the conference is together with the Chiefs and the Ravens and maybe the Bengals, and then also these teams that are in this year at 11 or 12 wins. That is, you know, right. Like next year, it's a bigger playing field, I think, for what we're trying to do.
Oh, it absolutely. It has to be. I mean, that'll be, I mean, I can wait to get there, but I don't think I've ever been as curious to see, like, after the dust all settles, right? February comes and goes and you have your champion and your parade and all of it. Like what does that look like right out of the box? And then as the spring and summer evolve, cause you know, what do the books want to do, right? They're not going to want to give you a great price on the Chiefs cause everyone's just going to go nuts for it. Be like, oh, well, he'll be back and right. They'll be back and it's Bo Nix. They were lucky, you know, 18-point comeback against the Giants and whatever. Like, go down the list of close shaves that the Browns, just one team specifically had there. You know, New England had the soft schedule, all that. I mean, so did the Bills, really, outside of, you know, just the crossover, a couple of games that were different. Otherwise, the Bills played the same kind of soft schedule, really, that New England did. They just lost a couple games that I want to say they should not have lost. I mean, the teams that just were not in their class, Miami and Atlanta specifically. I don't care how strong Atlanta finished. That was not a good team this year, and they kind of manhandled the Bills. And those things leave marks. But, yeah, it is kind of – we're in a playoff cycle here that's wide open, and it sort of tells you that the future should at least be some degree of that as well. You know, moving forward, it should be less certain. There'd be a lot less authority behind this team and this team and this team rule the roost because, you know, I guess maybe depending on how the playoffs go, right? I mean, that of course has an impact on it. If the Chargers upset New England and the Bills go on a run, they're absolutely going to be favored to win the division again. I think they were only a game back as it is. And they split head-to-head, so it's not nutty. Right? It was a game, right? Or was it two in the end?
What's that?
The Bills and the Patriots. What was separating them? Two, okay.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, right, 14-12 win total. Okay.
Lots of thoughts are flying around right now. This game, this playoff season, this offseason... The future. I was feeling perky last night for a moment.
Perky?
And I texted, And I texted Sneaky Joe, would you take a Bills Super Bowl win and have Josh Allen immediately retire? And he said, definitely.
Really?
Pressure's on.
Ugh.
Definitely. I love Joe.
I'm definitely not a definitely.
You're indefinitely.
I'm a try to enjoy the ride. I'm cleats.
Cleats. That's funny. You're so
if you weren't with us earlier.
Liam Cohen pilled.
That's my guy.
Cleats.
He's my leader.
What is it again? Character.
Hang on.
Confidence.
Let me get to pull up the screen grab that I have of it, and I'll tell you.
Losing is bad. L E excellence.
Right.
A and T the
commitment, love, energy, authentic, tough, smart. That's cleats.
Would put smart last.
That's Liam Cohen's.
Should be first.
What is that? It's slogan, I guess, is the best I can do.
It's an acronym, right?
Yeah, thank you. Right. The initials. Right. Yeah.
Put smart first, but then it'd be skleet. That wouldn't be catchy
right.
Like this is catchy.
Right.
All right, Alan, there you go. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Sal Capaccio at 5. It's Football Friday on WGR.